This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Japanese researcher Shinji Sajura found that black-spotted pond frogs can swallow hornets, including the so-called murder hornet, and survive the hornet's venomous stings. He first noticed this ability during earlier predator studies and later tested frogs with three hornet species to confirm the behavior. The frogs ate most of the hornets offered, with a 79% success rate from being sickened or killed by the hornet's venom, even against the giant murder hornet. Sajura says understanding how these frogs resist venom and pain could eventually help develop new treatments for reducing pain or inflammation in humans. More than 620,000 miles of barbed wire fences divide the American West. They keep cattle contained. They're expensive to build and expensive to maintain. A single mile of new fence line can cost a rancher $25,000, and margins in that business are thin. Enter virtual fences and GPS collars, which some livestock managers are using on their cattle in Montana and Wyoming to manage their herds from afar with much less need for fencing. The technology is reminiscent of the invisible fencing used by some suburban dog owners. As a cow approaches a boundary, her collar beeps. If she crosses it, it delivers a mild electric shock. Ranchers use GPS coordinates to set precise boundaries on pastures to keep cows away from streams or sagebrush or other dangers. They can move cows around to prevent overgrazing. They can also monitor cows' exact locations, and if they see the herd bunched up, they can ride out to see if the animals are under threat from a wolf or a grizzly bear. Another benefit is that with fewer fences, elk, pronghorn, and mule deer can migrate more easily. A Montana District Court judge has granted an injunction prohibiting the further construction of a 159-foot dock on Flathead Lake for Lakeside Marina. After a local watchdog group challenged the county's approval of the construction of a commercial marina, along with a developer's request for a variance that would allow the extraordinarily long 159-foot dock. District Court Judge Dan Wilson granted an injunction against Flathead County prohibiting the continued construction of the dock because the variance violated public participation and environmental review mandates required under the Montana Lakeshore Protection Act. Judge Wilson said, "Those criteria set up the Lakeshore Protection Act that the state mandates must be observed in considering and granting permits for constructing docks and marinas on lakeshores and any project to which the Lakeshore Act applies," Judge Wilson said. The ruling comes after Citizens for a Better Flathead last month filed a motion for injunctive relief against the Flathead County Board of Commissioners, challenging their decision to approve a variance for a proposed 159-foot dock and a commercial marina in which the dock variance would apply. Citizens for a Better Flathead argued the county failed to consult with the planning board or hold meaningful public participation opportunities, both of which violate the Lakeshore Protection Act. Without the variance, the county's lakeshore regulations allow a maximum dock length of 100 feet from the shoreline. The permit and the variance were requested by Discovery Land Company as part of a marina for members of a luxury private golf club planned in Lakeside. The issue in Flathead County mirrors other instances around Montana in counties like Missoula and Gallatin and Park counties, with influxes of wealthy residents and luxury developments seeking prime but regulated or prohibited locations on Montana's lakes and rivers, to which everyone has access, no matter the land ownership adjacent to the water. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.